Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Sean T, your host of Trust and Believe. You know, each and every week, I want to take you on a journey so you can live your best life. Listen, I'm going to end every episode with a truth bomb so that you can take something away to continue to believe in who you are.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What's up, everybody? My name is Sean T, if you don't know who I am, and I'm here in Seattle at Bulletproof, you know, the headquarters, and I'm here with the amazing Dave Asprey, and we've talked a lot on video call, but it's the first time that we are here in person, and I'm so excited to be here with him. But before we get more into Dave, I want to know how you are doing. Give me some hearts to let me know that you are living and breathing and trying to live your best life today. This is Coffee Talk, so I hope you have your coffee, and I hope it's bulletproof, but if not, you're going to find a little bit about bulletproof today, and today is going to be a lot about how you can literally live your best life from the inside out. You know, last week we talked about insecurities, we've been talking about intermittent fasting a lot. This is the king of intermittent fasting right here, I believe. And so today we're just going to go a little bit deeper into health and your health awareness and get off of the surface of I need to lose weight and I want to have great arms and I want to have great abs and what it's really like to be fit. And there's no better way to do that than to be here with my man Dave at Bulletproof. Dave, just tell me how you're doing this morning. Like, what's going on? How was your night last night?
I'm doing pretty good. I got about 2 hours of deep sleep and almost 2 hours of REM sleep because I monitor my sleep. Because right after eating, it's all about how you sleep.
Wait, hold on. You just pointed to this. Let's talk about this for a second.
This is a ring. It's called an Oura ring. I don't know if I can hold that up. It's got little sensors in there, and it actually tracks your sleep, your exercise, and it's lighter than one of the wristband things. So I just wear, like, clunky jewelry because I like it, because it's monitoring me.
Right. So this goes right into what I want to talk about today. Let's go deeper into your health. Most of the time we say, oh, we need to get 7-8 hours of sleep or whatever. What motivated you to buy that and how has it enhanced your sleep so far?
You can go about 4 days without sleep and then you die. Maybe a week. I mean, it's really hard to go beyond that and people go nuts. You can go a lot more than that without food. So you could say sleep is more important than food. And I used to sleep not particularly well. I also don't like to spend time sleeping because I like to spend time writing books or just playing with my kids, anything else, right?
We'll talk about this in a minute.
Nice. So it turns out sleeping 8 hours is not a good idea if it's bad sleep. It's just like, is eating important? Well, yes, but is eating junk food good? No. So if you get junk sleep, it's not that good. So I actually focus on how good is my sleep. I get more sleep in 6 hours than most people get in 8 hours. I sleep like I'm a 20-year-old.
And what's your preparation to get good sleep? Because I have to share with you what I've been doing to sleep better. But what? Because there's a lot of people out there that may have a hard time falling asleep, the stress of the day. So what is your preparation to get that good sleep?
All right. So I'm just going to have to say Google Dave Asprey sleep hack, because I wrote the original blog post about sleep hacking. Before bed, you want to try either raw honey. And if you're in ketosis, you can still have a teaspoon of this stuff. But if you're not in ketosis, it's fine.
Down.
And raw honey in hot tea wouldn't work, right? So it's got to actually be raw. Or you want to have collagen protein. Yeah, the bulletproof stuff is the best, right?
It's great.
Okay. And brain octane oil. And here's why. At night, your brain needs energy for sleep. And that stuff goes into how anxious you are the next day. And we all know you sleep badly, you don't feel good, right? So this is about you showing up the next day. But if you run out of energy, you wake up at 3 a.m. and you don't know how to go back to sleep. So a little bit of energy right before bed. Not a lot, just a teaspoon or something like that. It gives your brain enough to cruise through and do the wash cycle and all the stuff it does at night. And it's amazing what that does. You black out the room. I take Bulletproof Sleep Mode, the supplement I formulated for that. There's something called the sleep induction mat that I also manufactured.
Are you guys writing all this down? Because this is how
we're going to tackle
sleep
that.
Right.
Okay. And the final thing is true dark glasses. There's a pair of sleep glasses. I don't get jet lag anywhere on the planet anymore. And I'm talking super deep sleep in a way I never could in my entire adult life achieve that I get now. So that's a lot of stuff. Number one, don't eat after dark unless you're having those tiny little snacks before bed I just talked about. Number two, black out your room. And just dark curtains, no light coming around the edges, and don't look at your screen. Don't look at bright things. Turn everything down for an hour or two before bed. Just that alone, you'll probably get more sleep in less time. And that's a huge return on investment. You do that, wake up, do your intermittent fasting, skip your breakfast, have your coffee, and you're going to have a different quality of life. Like, you show up differently, and that's what it's about. I lost 100 pounds. I mean, you know that. But it's not about that. It's about not feeling like crap when you weigh 300 pounds and not acting angry all the time. And so that's why I do all this stuff. I just, you know, I got a lot of fun things I want to do.
It's interesting you said junk sleep. I think that's the thing that stood out to me most, because a lot of people think junk food is bad for you, right? And you can also get junk sleep. And it's so interesting you said that, because last night I didn't sleep well. My stomach was acting a little crazy. And I got junk sleep last night.
Yeah.
So, but lately, you know, obviously I'm going to add some of these things in that you said, but lately for me, it's been about, I've been breathing differently and doing breathing exercises before I went to sleep.
That's big.
And which will, you know, we're doing something really cool at Shanti Fitness. I'm doing it with Sam. Kind of like, well, it's kind of what you do, is like life hacks and biohacking your body to just, you know, because I've turned 41, had kids, my business is growing, the stress in my life, not necessarily negative stress, it's great things that bring stress onto your life. I think one of the first things that I've challenged myself to do is breathe better. Mm-hmm. And the first couple of days, I was doing box breathing, am doing box breathing. Yeah. And the first, I think it was maybe the first or second night, I went back to Sam and I said, holy crap. Like, I got two boxes in and I passed out, just bringing like new oxygen to my body. And so it's so interesting that I can be able to enhance that with the brain octane. I never thought about taking the brain octane at night.
Just a little bit. We're talking a teaspoon.
Yeah.
See what it does.
Okay. I like that. So Dave, I just want to jump right in, because first of all, everyone out there, this man is amazing. If you don't follow him, go over and follow Dave Asprey. Make sure you follow Bulletproof, not just because, you know, he's a great person or it's a great product, but you get lots and lots of information that's going to enhance your life. And that's exactly what I want you to do. Some of the things he just talked about, you know, I talk about releasing the 7 superpowers in your life, and Dave is going to make you a superhuman. And this is what I'm really excited about, because I started reading your book, and the minute you said mitochondria, my brain went. Now, a lot of you out there might see the word mitochondria and be like, oh my gosh, it's going to be sciencey. But for you out there who have heard you need to eat really healthy, or however you eat, we say do intermittent fasting. Make sure you exercise 30 minutes a day. And if you're sick, this is what you need to do. You need to take your vitamins. If you see all that, this book actually takes it to the cellular level. So it doesn't just sound like you know, we're telling you what to do, or this is how you eat, or follow these steps. Dave is literally taking you to the cellular level so that you can see how your body is responding to the things that you're doing externally and what you're putting in your body. And what was your motivation? I know kind of what your motivation was for writing this book, but I want you to tell them. I want you to tell them your life goal. Can you tell them your life goal?
I am going to live to at least 180 years old. No, so I didn't say 180. At least. I'm not even kidding about that. It's actually going to happen if a piano doesn't fall out of the sky and hit me or something random. And if you're watching this right now, there's a very good chance that you're going to make it past 100. Because you don't know what we've been doing for the last 30 years of medical research on anti-aging. The people who are doing the work, they've been on my show. I've been working in that field for 20 years. And we understand now the things that are making us old. And it turns out there's 7 pillars of aging. And we have a way to attack each one of those things. And you can say, I don't want to be old. We're talking about tubes and diapers and, you know, hospitals and all that stuff, not remembering your own name. That's actually only in the last really 70 years has that even happened. That's not what aging looks like. What it actually looks like is wisdom. You have the village elder, and we have this shocking lack of village elders, because the people who are aging right now, most of them don't have the energy or the cognitive ability to give back. They're too sick. And that's not how it's always been. So what's going to happen is you are going to be walking around under your own power doing what you want to do when you're 90 years old, and it's going to change the world. The technology is already in place, and it turns out all you have to do is make some small changes now. The biggest thing is the thing that lets you show up with your willpower today. Your body's job, end of the day, take air and food, combine them and make energy. And that's what keeps you alive. If you're better at doing that, guess what you have more of? You have more willpower. You also have more life. And then with all that extra energy, you can actually turn on repair systems. And yeah, you got to not do some things that mess up your body in order to live a long time. But it's ridiculous what's coming our way. So I want you to know about that. I want people to know about that. And for me, writing a book, there's no better way to really know something than either teach a class on it or write a book about it. So it forced me to really go deep with all this knowledge and then structure it. So now I've got it inside me as well.
One of the things you talked about in the book is how you're making yourself a guinea pig for these things. And, you know, as I was reading, you know, it's interesting. You weren't just talking about, like, eating healthy. You also talked about some, what I believe to be pharmaceutical medicines that you're like, hey, this possibly works too. And there are a lot of people out there who are like, oh, don't take drugs. Or, you know, there's some people I know that have gotten cancer and they're like, I'm not gonna take any drugs or whatever. And then they realize, like, okay, I need to actually support this healthy lifestyle with pharmaceutical medicine. Talk about that a little bit, because there are some people who are just completely against, you know, pharmaceutical drugs.
You know, I used to be more like that many years ago. Here's the deal. If I said you should be on a liquid diet, you might say, oh, okay, that's interesting. But then if I told the liquid was gasoline, you might say, I think I'm going to skip that diet, right? Because it turns out what liquid is what matters. And with pharmaceuticals, look, they all do different things. And some of them have anti-aging effects. And some of them can actually save your life. In fact, your odds of dying from cancer are still really high. It's one of the big 4 things that's likely to kill you. But we can cure cancer twice as well as we could 10 years ago. And you know what? They use pharmaceuticals for that, right? There's also supportive therapies. I've interviewed a lot of guys who do that sort of stuff that might make you need less pharmaceuticals. But to say pharmaceuticals as a class are no good, well, that's really simplistic. And it doesn't make any sense at all. Because I can tell you, plant-based proteins, right? They're good for you. Ricin, the nerve gas used in the Tokyo attacks, that was a plant-based protein. So you can't say plant-based protein is good for you, because you got to know what protein it is, right? The same with drugs, right? So a lot of them, not worth the risk. But you got to look, what's your risk? If you're looking at dying, you have an infection that's moving up your arm, and take the antibiotics, for God's sake. Like, don't just pray over it. Like, you can do both. It's okay.
I'm sorry, I have to laugh at that. I mean, I'm not laughing. I guess I am laughing at it, because I hear a lot of people say, I'm going to pray over this. And I'm like, hey, like, you know, I grew up in the church, so I get it. Like, I totally get it. The power of prayer is amazing.
Oh, there's
positive
respect
thinking is really good stuff. But also, you know, the power of prayer possibly helped this person develop this drug that will help save your life. I mean, when I had my appendix surgery, my appendix ruptured, they didn't know that my appendix had ruptured for 3 days, and the only thing that was keeping me alive was antibiotics. Had I not taken them, I would have died like within a day and a half. And then they had to do exploratory surgery, and that's how they found out my appendix had ruptured behind my intestines. So I'm, you know, I don't take, I'm not a fan of Advil. Like, I don't run to Advil or Tylenol or anything like that when I have, like, even if I have inflamed knees, because I know a lot of people out there, obviously you're doing your workouts, you probably feel like you need some sort of recovery. And, you know, I love you, Scott, but my husband, Scott, he keeps ibuprofen. Like, he has an entire pharmacy in his bag. And he's like, you should take this. And I'm like, no. If I have a headache, he's like, take this. And I'm like, no. You know, I like to drink water. And but he's also really a really big advocate on, you know, icing your body and, like, you know, recovering that way. All right, I'm just going to skip roles for a little bit. Wait, first of all, tell them when Superhuman comes out so people can be ready.
October 8th, but you can pre-order it now if you want to. This book, it's got stuff you can do that doesn't cost anything that's going to make you live longer. And it's got stuff that goes all the way up to what the crazy billionaires are doing. And the reason I write about that is because if the crazy billionaires are doing it now, in 20 years, you're going to be doing it for $6. That's the nature of the world we live in now. And that's the most exciting thing ever. The cell phones that, you know, when I was in college, you know, 20-something years ago, you don't see investment bankers, you know, driving with a cell phone.
With a big trunk. Cell phone, yeah, and they have the suitcase with it.
Yeah, like, who do you think you are, $20 a minute and all that? And now it's like you could buy a cell phone for $1 a month in Africa.
Right.
This is happening with anti-aging right now. That's why it's like the coolest time ever to be alive.
So you can pre-order. Where can they pre-order the book?
You can pre-order the book anywhere books are sold online. You guys all know what I'm talking about.
And for those of you who are Dave Asprey fans, he is actually doing the audiobook. I don't know if I could tell people that.
Yeah,
I know,
you can tell people.
I know he said that some people don't like when someone else reads his book, but this time you're recording an audiobook with this amazing voice right here, so you can be happy about that.
Yeah, it's about 4 days of just 8 hours a day sitting in a little box reading, and I'm doing that for you guys because last time I had a professional reader read it and I just read parts and people complained, so I'm doing the whole thing myself.
And I've done that before, and it's extremely tough. For me, it was, because it was a self-help memoir.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
All right, I'm going to talk about something that I've been talking a lot about on just in the world of Sean T and on my lives, and that's intermittent fasting.
I love it.
I would love, while they've heard a lot about it, we've done webinars, I've had experts, I want to hear your intermittent fasting journey, how it started. I want to talk about how you lost 100 pounds, because a lot of people in here are looking to lose weight, and I see where you are now. I mean, you're writing books. You want to live to be 180. He will live to be 180. And so I just want to talk about your journey, how intermittent fasting really, you know, really supported where you are now.
Oh, yeah. So my book came out in 2014 called The Bulletproof Diet. And there's a roadmap you can download. It's a free thing on the Bulletproof website, just Bulletproof Diet Roadmap. But it talks about when to eat. And since then, huge amounts of research have come out, including Sachin Panda is an expert who's been on Bulletproof Radio from the Salk Institute. And what's going on here is that it turns out when you eat matters as much as what you eat. I went from, you know, the eating 6 or 8 times a day, so your body doesn't go into starvation mode.
Same here.
Yeah, and I remember being in this meeting, and I was, you know, maybe 26, 27, and I said, guys, it's 11:45, I'm ending the meeting, because if I don't go eat right now, I'm going to kill one of you and eat you. And I just walked out the door. And it's that hangry feeling. So I couldn't imagine, but the thought of intermittent fasting actually made me mad. I was like, how dare someone talk about that? You'd starve. And it's actually really like a visceral, emotional thing. But as I got more metabolically flexible, as I developed the Bulletproof Diet principles, it turns out it's painless to do that. So what you do is you wake up in the morning and you can have a cup of black coffee. Now, the amount of caffeine in 2 small cups of coffee doubles ketone production, according to a UC San Diego study from Dr. Kinane. And if you add some brain octane to that, that is going to boost your ketone levels dramatically. And in the Bulletproof Diet, I went through all the science, but here's the trick. There's two hormones that basically control how hypoglycemic you're going to be. It's a medical term right there.
That is... I hope my friend Dr. Lauren Fitzgerald is watching because she's going to actually love that phrase.
One of them is called CCK. It's the Calvin Klein hormone. Actually, not... But
does it come with underwear?
It does, and you have to buy smaller ones every month when you need it. So CCK makes you feel full. It's the satiety hormone. And when you get your ketone levels up just a tiny bit, way less than like the keto bros, like, dude, I've had no glucose in 6 months and my ketones are higher than yours, like, you're doing it wrong. So what...
Facts. He's just giving you the facts, people.
So what's going to happen here is you're going to turn up your fullness when you get just a little bit of ketone present. And then... the big one, though, is called ghrelin. And this is what makes you really crave and hungry. So hunger is like, you know, I could eat right now, but if I don't eat, I'll be all right. And cravings are like, I'm going to kill you if I don't eat right now. And it's that difference. So that little bit of coffee, brain octane, get those ketones up to 0.5, which is less than the level all the keto, you know, the keto newbies that are, you know, promoting keto out there without the nuances. Keto's good. But you don't get the nuances down. You get so high in keto that you never talk about your gut bacteria. You never talk about all the other side effects. You got to go in and out. It turns out you just need that little bit in order to turn off the cravings. So what feels like intermittent fasting is going to be the end of the world because I'm going to be so hungry. Someone's going to put a bagel out at 10 a.m. and it's just going to call to me and I'm going to, you know, claw my way towards it. None of that happens. You literally drink the coffee and you go, oh, that's weird. I didn't want the bagel. And that's the liberating part of intermittent fasting. And you talk a lot about willpower being a good person. So there's a voice in your head. And the voice in your head says, eat the bagel. And you say, no. And it says, eat the damn bagel. And it says, no. And then you go into this long dialogue. And eventually you go, I'll just have half a bagel. Mm. Right? And I'll just put some schmear on there. And, well...
Then you end up eating the entire bagel.
It happens. And then you just go, well, I'm a bad person. You know, what happened is you ran out of willpower. Right? So if you can turn off that voice, you don't have to have willpower to say no to a voice that's gone. What turns it off is a little bit of ketone. That's why for me, Bulletproof Coffee, it literally changed my life because I could go, wow, I just have some of this in the morning and I just don't care about food. And all that energy that went into food in my head, now it goes into writing books, playing with my kids, being a good husband, all the stuff that's actually just part of living. Mm-hmm. Why would you spend all that time thinking about food when you don't have to?
Yeah, I think, and I've talked about this before, but I was accidentally doing intermittent fasting in my 20s when I was a professional dancer. So I would wake up, and I was never really a fan of breakfast, but I would have coffee. And then when I would get hungry because I had dance rehearsal later and I didn't want my stomach to be full, I would just have coffee again. And we didn't have brain octane back then.
That's all right.
But, and I wasn't putting butter in my coffee either. But, you know, it just kind of like slightly curbed my appetite to the point where I was like, okay, like this helps. And I remember when I met my husband and I wouldn't be eating and I was like, oh, I'm just going to have some coffee. He would be like, just eat, because he likes to eat. And he's just like, just eat. And I'm like, oh, I'm fine. But I didn't know what I was doing at the time. And, you know, and then, believe it or not, when I was like, I'm going to eat breakfast because I have this happening, I have to work out. Even though I was working out at, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning, I would get up and I would eat. And I actually started to gain weight.
Yeah.
And then I went the other route, which was, okay, I'm going to eat 5-6 times a day, which really worked for me because they were super small meals. It did work. I'm not saying it didn't.
Yeah, and you were exercising a ton too, right?
I'm going to give you guys my schedule. I'm going to tell you exactly what I used to do. I woke up at 5:50 in the morning. I would go have breakfast I would be eating at 6:30. I would have 8 egg whites with avocado. Each week, I would diminish any carb intake. So it got to the point where there was no sugar in my coffee and no bread. It was just the 8 egg whites and avocado. That was at like 6:30. Then at 9:30, I would be eating another egg white omelet with chicken.
Yep.
And then at like 12:30, I would be eating salmon with sweet potatoes. Now, mind you, I worked out at like 8:30. I worked out at like, I would finish that workout, would go work out again. Then I would walk all the way across town.
Wow.
This is when I lived in New York. I would walk all the way across town. I would work out again and run. And you know, but I was like eating, and it just took a lot of time. It was a lot of time. It was really expensive. And so anyway, now doing intermittent fasting, I don't experience the bloat. I mean, like, it's like I experience bloating like maybe 10% of the time, but it's probably because I had alcohol or something.
Yeah, alcohol will do that.
Yeah.
Right.
So for anybody out there, listen, I'm not a fitness bully nor a nutrition bully, but I just know that the eating five times a day, while it worked for the external, it just was like, it was so hard to keep up. And I think intermittent fasting is just super easy to make a part of your daily life.
And here's the thing. You could do intermittent fasting without being in ketosis or on the keto diet. And I do this all the time. I go to big conferences. How many of you have been in ketosis? And half the room raises their hand. How many of you are in it now? Three people. Because it's too much work.
Yeah.
Right? It's expensive, and you go to a restaurant, there's nothing to eat and all that. You don't have to do that all the time. What you do is just in the morning, just do your intermittent fasting, and that'll give you that little bump of ketones, which is enough to really change your metabolism. Right, and so maybe for 1 week, like, all right, I'm going to go for these omelets, and I'm going to go for zero carbs, and I totally encourage that. Right, just stop at the end of the week and have some sweet potatoes already. Like you don't need to be in a zero carb state forever. It's not going to be good for you, right? And if you wake up and you're like, man, I feel like garbage this morning, and I'm just dragging, you know, maybe you don't have to work out three times that day, right? Like you were doing. I'm sure you were overtrained some of that time.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, man. Jesus, yes.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah. All right. Well, what time is it? Let's see. All right. We have 5 minutes left. Do we have any people commenting with anything we can talk to them about?
Yeah, we have a couple. What would you say to someone who says they don't like coffee? How can they, like, you know, practice intermittent fasting?
That's Scott.
I think there's an answer for that. Like it doesn't really matter. Drink it anyway. Now, I do have a bunch of fans who actually said, all right, I'm going to drink this because it's a superfood. And after a week, they like coffee. But if you really are just like, I don't like coffee, I got to tell you, most coffee, especially in the United States, has mold in it. There's the toxins from mold. You're not going to see it. And when you try the Bulletproof beans, which are lab tested and created differently for that, you might find that all of a sudden you don't have an aversion to coffee that you did before. I'm afraid of normal coffee, even though it tastes great. I'm like, I don't want to feel the angriness that it brings to me. So that's one thing. The other thing is use some matcha. Add some brain octane to some matcha. Matcha is a kind of green tea. You can do that. You can also just put brain octane in a smoothie. You're not intermittent fasting if you do that. But basically, you can do butter, brain octane, and any sort of colored liquid that doesn't have sugar and protein in it, and you're good to go.
Cold brew.
Oh, yeah. Cold brew. Oh, cold brew, which is actually my favorite. Yeah. I love cold brew.
The dark chocolate cold brew tastes like chocolate milk. You can't even tell there's coffee in there, but it's so good.
All right, so we have to do a video with Scott doing cold brew, the dark chocolate
cold
brew.
He said in the comments, he said no coffee.
Come on, Scott. Won't you do it for
just
me?
One try.
Just one try. We're going to film it. That would be a great post.
Let's tell him it's
right,
chocolate.
Alex?
It's chocolate milk. Don't tell him it's coffee.
He does like chocolate.
There you go.
Okay. Next question.
What's your favorite thing to do when you're fasting, aside from Bulletproof coffee?
I like to do, like to drink.
Yeah.
Are they asking? I drink a lot of sparkling water.
Mm. Really, oh my gosh, like that was going to be my answer. If it was for me, that was gonna, so. Go ahead, you can say why, but
it turns out that sparkling water just tastes good. I don't know that there's any strong reason. I've noticed that on airplanes, if you drink sparkling water, at least for me, it raises my blood oxygen levels because your body has to absorb more oxygen to get rid of the carbon dioxide. But that's kind of dorky, so I just...
No, because if you don't know, when you fly, especially a long period of time, even though the pilots pressurize the cabin, even though the pilots pressurize the cabin, you still don't get the same amount of oxygen to your blood as you would if you were on the ground. And so one of my favorite things to do when I get off a long flight is to work out. And I was actually working with a guy last week, and he said he took a flight from Mexico. It's like a 4-hour flight. Landed in Vegas. He's like, the first thing I did was drink a lot of water and I started running. And so if you experience jet lag, this one doesn't, which we need to figure out how.
It's the glasses, the True Dark.
Okay. Yeah. Can you buy me some?
I'll give you some.
Notice I didn't say I'm going to buy some. I said, can you buy? Oh, you're going to give me some then.
I started the company. I know a guy.
You know a guy. So anyway, so if that's the thing. If you fly, make sure I drink sparkling water when I fly. Make sure they don't, on planes these days, they try to give you the flavored
or gross stuff.
Yeah,
horrible.
Don't say no. Just give me, you know, whatever. Or buy it at the airport, Pellegrino, and take it on a plane.
Yep.
Next question.
What's the best place for someone to start who knows nothing about intermittent fasting?
You obviously follow Dave, and he has plenty of research done on it. We also have a webinar that we did. It was just a kind of motivational, informational webinar that I did a couple weeks ago. We can put that in the stories as a swipe up, but yeah, tell them where they can
go to the webinar and check that out, because understanding how to do it is really important. My book, The Bulletproof Diet, is about 500,000 copies sold in 16 languages. It's all in there, but you're going to have to go in, you know, you're going to read the book or do the audiobook or something like that. So seriously, do the webinar, and if you say, all right, there's something to this, I think I can do it, read the book. I'm going to tell you not just how to intermittent fast, but what you might eat at the end of the intermittent fast that's going to give you massive cravings, and how to tell this is what to avoid. That's a big part of it, right?
I want to know if I'm doing something correct, which I think I am.
It looks like you're doing most things correct.
I mean, you know. So what is, when you break your fast, what is the first thing you eat? Because I think that's one of the things a lot of people are like, what do I eat when I finish breaking my fast? And before you answer, I want to say that it took me about 7 days to get out of the hangry stage. Yeah. Like when I was reintroducing my body, because we would wake up, we would have a meeting, and then we would go have breakfast, and you know, we went to gluten-free pancakes, like gluten-free was better. Yeah. But now I don't crave carbs. The first thing I crave is not carbs. It's vegetables. I actually still eat eggs. I crave the protein and the vegetables. But you tell me, what's the best food, best in quotes?
After an intermittent fast, the kind of template for my diet is a plate covered in vegetables with a moderate to small amount of grass-fed animal, some sort of beef or lamb or wild-caught fish, something like that. The quality of the meat's really important. You spend more on the meat, you eat less of it. It works out. And you cover all that with guacamole, butter, olive oil, nuts, any sort of fat you can get. And I want half my calories to come from fat or more. And when I do that, I get this amazing plate. It tastes good. It makes me happy. And I'm full. I'm eating the same amount of energy that I normally would. I just don't do it all spread out throughout the day.
Yeah, I think so. Yesterday, I had junk sleep, too. I don't know. For some reason, my sleep. No, yesterday, I had good sleep. But I woke up and I wasn't recovered from the day before's exercising and working out. And
okay, we're getting you the Oura Ring. Okay. I'm going to have them send it to you.
Oura Ring? Oh, my God. My life is...
Oh, do you have an Oura Ring? No. Okay.
I don't have one.
Okay,
you have one?
No.
All right. Oh, we got to wrap it up.
All right, I'm getting you an Oura Ring. I'm getting you the True Dark glasses, and you're going to measure your sleep, and you're going to hack it directly. It's going to be awesome.
Okay. Yesterday, when I woke up, I just had a plate full of avocado.
Nice.
I was just like, this is what I
need. Salt on there?
Yes.
That's something to talk about. When you're intermittent fasting, it's okay to have like a half a teaspoon of sea salt in your water in the morning. So if you kind of feel dizzy, like, I don't feel so good, that'll totally change things right after you wake up. It has to do with adrenal function. And when you're in ketosis, you actually need more salt. So it's okay to have some salt, but it's not going to harm you.
Cool. Dave, thank you.
Awesome.
Chip is bullying me, telling me I need to wrap it up. I'm just trying to hang out with my friend. Anyway, make sure you guys pre-order the book Superhuman. It's so good. Just make sure you have a highlighter and maybe a notepad on the side, because it is, you're going to feel like you went back to college. However, the benefits of that could possibly make you live to your 180. No, that's just make you live longer and feel healthier. Thank you guys for joining. And like I always say, trust and believe in who you are. Make sure you follow Dave and at Bulletproof, because I'm going to be with them for a very long time. I'm a part of the family now. So peace
see
out.
You guys.
Thank you for joining me on this season of Trust and Believe Transformation Stories. This season, we're doing something a little different in efforts to keep you inspired, motivated, and to hold you accountable. It's one thing to listen to the podcast, but it's another thing to take action on your daily transformation. So look at this season as a course in your personal transformation. Every other week, the episode will challenge you to take action steps to further enhance your personal life journey so that you can have constant progress. All you need to do to take action is to go to SeanTFitness.com/safespace. There you can download your worksheet of the week. By completing these assignments, you will continue to stay present by enhancing yourself and your life. To join the Safe Space community, just fill out the information provided on the site, and you will have access to monthly confidence building seminars, access to my live motivational talks, and each month will feature a guest speaker to help you sustain positivity in different parts of your life. Again, go to SeanTFitness.com/safespace, a community of positive people that are here to help you grow. For Trust and Believe listeners, use the coupon code TRUST at checkout and get 1 month free. That's SeanTFitness.com/safespace and use the coupon code TRUST. Welcome to the Safe Space.